Intro 1 minute.
Bonjour et bienvenue. Welcome to the GCSE French Revision Podcast, your secret weapon for acing those exams. I'm your host, and today we're jetting off to explore Theme 2, Topic 2, Travel and Tourism. This is a huge topic, and the examiners love it because it lets you show off your vocabulary and, most importantly, your grasp of different tenses. In the next 10 minutes, we'll break down exactly what you need to know, from describing your last holiday to planning your next adventure. We'll cover the core language, the grammar that will get you top marks, and the common mistakes to avoid. So, grab your headphones, and let's get ready for takeoff.
Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host. Right, let's dive into the core of it. To get high marks here, you need to be a time traveler. You must talk about the past, the present, and the future, often in the same answer. First, the past. You'll be talking about a past holiday. The key tense here is the passé composé. For most verbs, you'll use avoir plus the past participle. For example, j'ai visité la Tour Eiffel. I visited the Eiffel Tower. Or nous avons mangé des crêpes. We ate crêpes. But, and this is where candidates often slip up, for verbs of movement and reflexive verbs, you must use être. Think of the Miss Van der Tramp verbs, monter, rester, sortir, and so on. For these, it's je suis allé y en France. I went to France. Notice the extra E if you're female. That's the agreement, and examiners are looking for it. Don't forget it. You'll also need the imperfect tense, l'imparfait, for descriptions. C'était magnifique. It was magnificent. Or, il y avait beaucoup de touristes. There were lots of tourists. A top-level answer will mix these two past tenses seamlessly. Next, the present. This is where you talk about your usual holiday preferences. Normalement, je passe mes vacances en Espagne. Normally, I spend my holidays in Spain. Or you can give opinions, je pense que le tourisme est une bonne chose, car I think that tourism is a good thing because this is your chance to use connectives and justify your ideas, which is crucial for AO4, the writing assessment objective. Finally, the future. You could be asked about your ideal holiday or your plans for next year. The easiest way is the future proche, using aller plus the infinitive. L'année prochaine, je vais visiter le Canada. Next year, I'm going to visit Canada. It's simple and effective. But to really impress the examiner and get into the highest mark bands, you need the future simple. Je voyagerai en train. I will travel by train. Or for a conditional sentence, which is a very complex structure, si j'avais le choix, je voudrais aller au Japon. If I had the choice, I would like to go to Japan. Using si clauses shows real grammatical skill. So, to recap, master the passé composé with both avoir and être. Use the imperfect for descriptions, give opinions in the present, and use both future tenses. That's your formula for success. Exam tips and common mistakes, 2 minutes. Host. Now for some examiner inside knowledge. A very common mistake is mixing up the auxiliary verbs in the passé composé. Saying j'ai allé is an instant red flag. Remember, if it's a verb of movement, it's almost certainly être. Another classic error is adjective agreement. If you're talking about les vacances, which is feminine and plural, your adjectives must agree. Les vacances étaient parfaites, with an E and an S. Here's a top tip for the 150-word writing task. AQA will give you 2 bullet points. You must cover both of them. If you only cover one, your content mark is capped, no matter how brilliant your French is. Plan for 5 minutes. Jot down vocabulary for each bullet point and think, where can I naturally insert a complex structure? An après avoir plus past participle, perhaps? Après avoir visité le musée, nous sommes allés au restaurant. That's a guaranteed mark winner. And for reading and listening, AQA loves synonyms. The question might say enjoyable, but the text will say plaisant or agréable. Don't just scan for the exact word. You need to understand the meaning. Quickfire recall, quiz 1 minute. Host. All right, let's test that active recall. I'll ask a quick question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Ready? 1. What auxiliary verb does the verb aller take in the passé composé? Pause. Answer. Être. Je suis allé. 2. How would you say, if I had the money, I would go to Australia? Pause.
Vaux. Si j'avais l'argent, j'irais en Australie.
3. What's the difference between c'était and il y avait?
Pause.
Answer. C'était is for description. It was. Il y avait is for existence. There was, there were.
Quatre. Correct this sentence. Les vacances sont bonnes.
Pause.
Inks are savricles. Les vacances sont bonnes. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Host. And that's a wrap on travel and tourism. We've covered the essential need to use three time frames, mastering the passé composé with both auxiliaries, and using the future and conditional to show off. We've highlighted the common pitfalls like adjective agreement and auxiliary verb confusion. Remember to plan your writing, tackle both bullet points, and look for synonyms in the reading. Keep practicing, and you'll be well on your way to earning top marks. Thanks for listening. Bon chance with your revision, and join me for the next episode.